You don't know me.
A confession I can't take back.
I am
the Masked Speaker.
Texas 78592 says, I went to school with a guy who eventually ended up in a pretty popular band.
Oh, wow, cool.
Won't say the name, but it brings me great joy editing his Wikipedia page to say musician / fart smeller.
Just back and forth they go.
Oh, boy.
You edit it, they change it.
Someone's checking out the Maroon 5 wiki page right now going,
oh, boy.
I knew it. And while I'm sure it feels good to get Wikipedia revenge on your biggest enemies, what feels even better is unloading your heaviest secrets right here on our show anonymously. Mm-hmm. And we've got a woman who wants to unburden herself today. No. She's chosen to go by the name Dana / Pit Smeller. Oh. So, Dana, welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you? Thank you so much for letting me get this off my chest.
I thought you were going to say for letting me take a big whiff.
Yeah.
Welcome, Dana.
However you want to do it, Dana, it's up to you. The voice changer is on. You are now the mass speaker. Whenever you're ready, let's hear your confession.
Oh, okay. Well, this was back when I was, I'd say, in my early 20s. Mm-hmm. I worked at a nightclub. I was a cocktail waitress.
Okay.
Fun.
All right, you're making some good tips. Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah, and it was fun. We had a great group of people that worked there, and each night we'd finish up at about 3 a.m. and all walk home. Like, a bunch of my coworkers and I all sort of walked home.
Oh, wow.
All the people I knew who were cocktail waitresses did something else at 3 a.m. when the bar closed. Yeah.
If they were going home, they were running.
Yeah. That is exactly right, Jose.
No, I don't need to ride. I'm good. It's only 4 miles.
That's exactly right.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Okay.
Well, it's good.
All right.
It's good you have, like, a group to be safe with at 3 in the morning.
Yeah, you kind of need that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and so we would walk by this one little house, and it had this really adorable little garden in front. It was just perfect. It was so beautifully kept.
Cute.
There was this, like, little pond in it, and it had these, stupid little garden gnomes.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's always so funny when you come across a house like that right off of downtown. Town and you're like,
an old person definitely lives here.
Like the gnomes, like, there was a cute ones, like, that had the fishing poles. There was one that, like, had a little mushroom next to it.
Oh, there's a whole collection.
You like those? They're pretty cheesy.
They are cheesy, but it's cute if they set up a display.
Totally cheesy, but really adorable. Like, it was really cutely. It was cute.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
So I'm just gonna keep saying, like, we were in our early 20s.
my only excuse.
But we just thought it would be hilarious if we moved them around into different parts of the yard one night. Like, we put two on top of each other.
Oh, yeah.
Duh.
Why? Why? Yeah. Explain. Why'd you do that? I'm kidding.
That's funny. That's harmless,
it's
though.
Yeah.
Moving
silly.
The gnomes
I think
around.
That was, like, a thing for a while.
Yeah.
Like, I knew a bunch of people in college would take gnomes from one house and you move them to another.
We stole a gnome in freshman year, and then we handed it down to the next class after we graduated.
That's good.
Okay.
So we did that first night, and then when we went by the next night, they were all back where they were, like, originally.
Right.
Magic.
Yeah. Oh, my God. They came alive and went back to their spots.
Now it's like the Seven Dwarfs of magic. They're, like, going into a mine.
So, of course, we thought it'd be extra hilarious to move them again and, like, in different places.
This is literally, like, the most innocent confession.
I mean, honestly, my grandma would, like, this would be the most exciting part of her day, coming outside to seeing her gnomes, and she'd be like, Alexis, guess what I did today?
She calls you right away.
How did you get up on the roof, you silly little man? Get down here.
It's the highlight of my year.
Yeah, honestly.
Aww.
No, I'm so embarrassed to say. We did it, like, 3 to 4 times a week for, like, a month.
Wow.
It became like a thing, and then it was almost fun to come back and see it, like, reset, you know?
Okay.
But anyway, then we went by, and I just feel so terrible about this. The house was put up for sale.
Oh,
no.
And I felt, like, totally responsible. Like, either these people feel like the neighbor's horrible and, like, they're being messed with, or, like, I don't know, the gnomes are alive or whatever.
Or they just knew that they could get top dollar for a downtown location.
Yeah.
You know?
Hopefully, right? But, like, I felt like it was because of us. I felt like we forced these people out of their house, and I've just always felt super guilty about it.
Really?
Yeah.
I could see, like, an old couple being like, gosh, these darn kids in the neighborhood keep messing with our stuff.
Terrorizing.
I don't want to be. This place isn't what it used to be.
Oh, there's probably a lot of that.
Yeah, that's literally every old person.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Nothing's what it used to be.
Well, we don't need to be ageist about it, but I...
But we will be.
Like, years later, this house comes on the market again, and I bought it with my husband.
No!
What?
Wait, wait!
You moved into Gnome House?
Yeah, I live in that house now.
That is so
cool! So I don't want you all saying like those old people in that house.
Oh, I meant those strapping, young, attractive people. That
yeah, that's so funny. Did you put the gnomes back in the yard?
You have to.
You know what? It's so funny. This is like a constant conversation, but I'm going to. My husband's like, what? This is not us at all. And I'm like, I think I just have to do it.
Yeah, let's find that house and mess with her gnomes.
Yeah. You can't get mad at people who mess with your gnomes. Karma.
I can't. I think it will be like my tenants, right? It's going to happen.
Oh, my God.
That's
it
really
it came full circle.
Yeah,
this is actually kind of a wholesome confession.
Oh, yeah. I like it.
Well, I still feel guilty about it. I wish I could reach. I hope those people are listening. And like, well, they're probably not even alive.
Yeah,
but, you know,
dead.
Whatever.
Yeah.
They're probably not even alive.
They probably made money.
Well, they're looking down from heaven smiling on like their beautiful property.
Or maybe they're like lifting their fists at me in fury.
Yeah, you came out on top, though. Text in 78592. If you have a confession you've been holding on to, we can hide your identity, mask your voice, and make you the next mass speaker. Your phone tap's coming up next.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.